Over the past few years, the general public has learned more about airplanes than they really want to know. We've been exposed to tragic news of mechanical failures, structural defects, problems with aging aircraft, bizarre accidents, and of course, there are always the bomb threats and hijackings that could easily cause one of these enormous flying machines to tumble helplessly to the ground, out of control. A friend of mine, who is a pilot in the Air Force, tells of watching in horror as his buddy's plane was hit by a Vietnamese anti-aircraft shell. The control mechanism was jammed. The plane went out of control and fell from the sky. On the other hand, nothing is more beautiful than a sleek jet, finely tuned, roaring off with tremendous power and soaring into the sky at 500 miles an hour, fit for anything, under perfect control. Friend, our lives are like that. Remember the words of the Apostle Paul, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." The only way you can keep your life from going out of control, the only way you can move ahead in the Spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, is to guard your mind. Keep your mind fixed on the things of God. When you turn your mind loose and dwell on those things suggested by your lower nature, you're on a collision course with disaster. But to keep the compass of your mind fixed on those things set before you by the Holy Spirit means life and peace. What the flesh urges you to do will end in spiritual tragedy. What the Spirit urges you to do will end in victory and fullness of joy. And remember this, the Holy Spirit urges you to keep your mind healthy and clean and uses the Word of God to accomplish this. Ask the Lord to give you an insatiable appetite for the sweetness of His Word, the Bible. You'll begin to experience the energizing power of the Word of God on your mind and keep it focused and in control as you walk daily as a disciple of Jesus Christ. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.